Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
But hallelujah, we know God is in control. He is mighty and wonderful, and He knows the beginning from the end. And if we can learn to just listen and do what He says, all of us are going to be okay. And so, you know, like I said, God is bigger than this virus. God is bigger than any problem that you're facing right now. And tonight when I release a teaching, I am praying that the keys to the questions that you've been asking will be answered. I just want to launch into a few things. We know we're speaking to many different groups, and I know this post will be posted and shared. So as I share what I believe the Lord has put in my heart today, some of this may be basic for you, and some of this might be refresher, and some of this just might be encouraging. However this works for you or where you're at in God, I just want you to know that that God loves you, and we love you, and we pray for you guys. We just love our fellowship family. We love the people that have connected with us, and we love the people that haven't connected with us that are finding their way in. And so I did take some notes. I've been going on prayer walks. Last week, Wednesday night, we met at the Grand Geneva Swinghurst Room, and you know, the beginning of this virus was coming out, but it really hadn't hit hard in America yet, and we prayed and felt like we were supposed to meet. And we had a wonderful time worshiping Jesus and being encouraged in His presence. And one of the things that happened, and I shared this, and you can catch this broadcast, you can catch the teachings from the Wednesdays and the Sundays. All our teachings are out there. They're on the app, Spirit of God Worldwide app. Is that it?
Yeah. That's right.
And they're also on the website. But anyway, last Wednesday was pretty powerful. And we entered through a doorway as we worshiped Jesus. And I felt the whole room go in, and it was just a wonderful time in the Lord. And what I didn't share is I also went through another doorway, and I couldn't wait to talk to Jesus about this. And so, you know, that night I came home, and I was fellowshipping with Him and sharing and talking and asking questions. And when I woke up that Thursday morning, I heard Him say to me very clearly, "You're fasting," and He gave me a protocol to use, and it was I'll be honest with you, I love you all. You're all friends and family. I don't really have any secrets, but I felt like the Lord told me to do a 21-day fast, and I'm doing liquids. I'm not just doing water, and I'm not saying for you to fast, but I know that sometimes to be sharp in spirit, we need to discipline our flesh. And I feel like the Lord is helping encourage us how to overcome some of these storms and disconnect from some of the issues that we're facing and listen to that still small voice, Holy Spirit. And so, you know, one of the things He told me to do is He wanted me to walk and pray. And I love to do that. And I've been having these amazing times walking and talking and praying. And one of the things I ask Him when I pray, I usually say, "Holy Spirit, I'm just going to lift up my voice. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And what are we praying on now?" And He'll have me pray on some things. And then He'll have me declare some things. And then I pray over our partners. And I pray over my family. And I pray over my friends. And I declare whatever Holy Spirit brings up into my memory. And so this message today is actually birthed from today's prayer walk. I've been talking, and people have been texting me and asking, "What is the Lord saying to you?" And really, it's fear not. The Lord is with us. And I really feel like this is an opportunity to reground. You know, pretty much every distraction has been removed right now. Some of us have been crying out, "Lord, I need more time. I want to go to services. I want to help. I want to serve. I want to study. I want to pray." but your schedule became so full, your plate became so full that you somehow were not able to find your place back into the secret place. And my prayer for everyone watching is that you find your way in through that narrow doorway. There is a door in the spirit that God is calling us all through. And there are many doorways. And the scripture is full of doorways into God. And so I'm going to just check back into my notes and try to stay on task. But I'm going to preach and I'm going to teach. And for those of you who know me, who come on a Wednesday night, you know I don't like notes. But God is stretching our capabilities and expanding things in us. And so we have to say yes to whenever we feel like he wants us to do something. And I'll just be honest, Facebook, live camera, no way. I'd rather be on the other side watching. I'd rather be on the other side helping dial in the technology. And but the Lord has asked me to speak. In fact, when I was walking today, he said, you're the man of the hour. And I thought that was strange that he said man. But what he meant is you're the one with the authority right now. And people need a word. They need encouragement. They need grounding and they need direction. And so I'm asking for Holy Spirit to speak a word right now in season and for us to hear and receive it and implement some of the simple techniques that he's laid out for us. And if you're a regular to Wednesday night, most of this will be stuff you've heard, but I feel like this message is encouraging, and some of you have a little dust on you, and God is going to blow it off. He's going to help you walk back into him in relationship. And so one of the first things that I feel like I need to say, one of the questions that people have asked me is, did God cause this virus to teach us a lesson? And living in the age of technology, it's pretty easy to stroll down the wrong path, hear some teaching that might not be scriptural or might be filtered through man's emotions or man's thought process or past traumas or past whatevers. But I want to remind you that the Word of God is alive. It's true. It never lies. It's an anchor. It's something you can hold on to in good season and bad season. It is something that will encourage you, teach you, and grow you up. And God's word says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is Jesus talking, and I want to back up to the verse before, because this will help some of us who have strayed or got lost or delayed or overworked or just given up or too tired to push on. The verse before says, I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. This is Jesus speaking, and it says he will come in and go out. It doesn't mean once you die and leave your earthly body. It's talking about now, friends. There's a gate in heaven right now that Jesus wants us to go in and out of where we find life. So Jesus is giving us direction on how to find life. It's by going in. It's by studying the word. And we have to enter through him. The gate, we have to enter through him. And so there is no other way but Jesus Christ. And if I feel like this is a time where every excuse and every distraction has been removed. Now, some of you are young, some of you are millennials, some of you are old. It doesn't matter where you're at. But for some of you, this is new, this distraction, this virus that has come upon America and all over the world. And this is the very first time that you've ever experienced a shaking. And I want to encourage you because the Bible says much about the shaking. But it also says that if we're anchored in him, we will be okay. And so I know there's many people out there who may hear this message and not even know who Jesus is. And I really felt like the Lord wants me to invite them into his kingdom, to be anchored in his truth so that when the winds blow and the storms come, they will be grounded in Him. And so, if this is you, if you're someone who has never experienced the love of Jesus, or maybe you're someone who found a religion, but it doesn't offer life and hope, I'm going to reach out to you right now, and I'm going to share something very exciting. It's really good news, and it's in Matthew 11:28. Jesus invites, He says, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The simple way to do this is by inviting Jesus into your heart. Will you say the sinner's prayer with me tonight? Will this be the night where everything changes? Your destiny is opened and unlocked? If you're backslidden, if you've fallen away from the Lord, if you're crusty or rusty, I'm asking you to invite Jesus back into your heart tonight. All you have to do is say this simple prayer from your heart and mean it. Dear God, I admit, say it out loud. There is power in your words. And for some of you, you have been broken, you've been locked up, you've been put down, but I'm telling you, when you speak this from your heart and say it out loud, the demonic forces that have pushed on you and tried to bully you, they will be forced off of you by the power of Jesus Christ. So friends, say this out loud, say it with your family. I admit that I'm not right with you. God, I admit I'm not right with you. I want to be right with you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. The Bible says if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I will be saved. That's in Romans 10:9 for those of you who don't know. I believe with my heart. I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and teach me how to walk in you and rest in you, in Jesus' name. Friends, if you just said that, your name's been written in the book of life. The angels are celebrating. Everyone's shouting hallelujah. And you may not feel different in the natural right this second, but I'm telling you, things have changed. You've been rescued out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. Send us a message. Let us know if that's you. We want to help you connect and grow in God. Okay, if you've stuck with me this long, I know you're hungry. I have more. The Lord has more. He never ends. He's always feeding. He's always filling. He rejoices in when we just show up and worship Him. You know what? Let's just take a minute right now and worship Him. In your heart, oh, Jesus, I love you so much. Father, I thank you for the gift of salvation. I thank you for this time and this season where I can sit and rest in your presence and learn your word and grow deeper in you. You are awesome. You are on the throne. You know the beginning from the end. We worship you, Jesus, and you alone. Friends, when you do that, you are opening up your heart to receive a package from heaven. You're giving yourself, and when you sow yourself into the kingdom of God, you are receiving the King. And as you do that, you have opportunity right now to do this throughout the day, throughout the days, and learn to grow and progress in your walk of the Spirit with Him. I'm totally off my script. Isn't that great? I love notes, but they're not to be point. I'm delivering the message of the Lord by the Spirit of the living God. I know there's some people out here who are struggling with addiction right now. I can feel your heart, and I can feel the pain and the loss that it's causing. And I know your heart is, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. And I'm telling you, tonight is your night of victory. Your word is currency in heaven. You have authority. God has given us authority to speak life He's given us authority to change our circumstances. And I feel in this hour, He's calling us up as the bride to release life into darkness. If you have darkness in your life, right now, I break that hold that the enemy has put on you. I command every foul spirit, every tormenting spirit to be loosed off you in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so things are not like they were a week ago. I think we all can attest to that. And it's really good news. I feel like the old things have passed away. I feel like we're in a new season in God and that there is an opportunity birthed in front of us to reconnect, to ground in, and to practice His presence and practice showing up. And the Lord has given me a few suggestions to share. Some of you know this, some of you practice this, and some of you just may need a little bit of reminding of how to come back in to the presence. One of the first things that I would suggest, as I was praying, I really felt like the Lord was reminding us of the power of His Word. His Word is alive, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can bring truth to us when the enemy of fear is trying to pull us away or sway us. So one of the ways to master the distractions, because here's the thing, we all have time on our hand right now. Every one of us has time on our hand. And I could hear some of you saying, well, wait, I've got a family. Wait, I still have to work from home. I'm going to tell you something, you're not commuting right now. Most of you are not commuting. So you have commute time that you can use. And there's also opportunity to teach your children and to reconnect with your family. I know some of us run busy lives, and for the very first time, we're sitting at a dinner table with our family members and sharing our day and sharing our concerns. And I'm going to encourage you to invite Jesus to your dinner table and ask Him to, you know, bless the food that you're eating. Come back to the basics of relationship and oneness and fellowship as a family. The family is a powerful tool. And I know there's some families where there's a discord and maybe not everyone's on the same page. I'm going to encourage you not to focus on the negative, but to focus on the goodness of God and His promises in the Word. This may be a time where you go into your prayer closet for 5 minutes and you'll have the ability to turn the atmosphere into blessings and to joy and peace. So we all know that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. One of the things I like to do is I like to listen to the Bible online and read it at the same time. Sometimes I speak it out loud at the same time, but when it's in front of our face, when we're hearing it, it goes into us, and it's very powerful. So speak it out loud. Build your arsenal. I heard the Lord say, build your arsenal. What does that mean? Well, one of the things is prayer. For those of you who follow this ministry regularly, Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide, you know that prayer is a foundation of this ministry. Everything we do is birthed out of prayer, including this video, including the setup of this video. We have people praying all the time for us. God raises up intercessors to pray for the needs of the ministry and for our partners and friends. And we thank you for that. And for some of you, you are intercessors who have been way too busy. God is calling you back into the secret place. Not from shame, not from guilt, not from condemnation, but from love, from the heart-to-heart fellowship with the King of Kings. He earnestly desires to spend time with you again. There are assignments that are sitting on shelves that Jesus is waiting to give you, to open up. And I know some of you, please don't be led by condemnation. If you blew it, let's say you're an intercessor and you've been praying or you've been called to intercessory prayer, but you just haven't figured it out how to do it, Holy Spirit will help you. But I want to tell you, there's a teaching on our website. It's called Effective Prayer. It's a 4-part set You should get that if you are an intercessor and don't know how to pray. It'll bless you. It'll open up your prayer life. It'll activate the gift inside of you and teach you the way of how to intercede. Because as we enter this time and season, our prayer levels will change. They're going to grow, and they're going to become more intense, more delightful, and more fruitful. And so you may enter a pocket of prayer where there might be some travail that you experience or come into, and you might not understand what that really means. Well, travail is a wonderful gifting of the Lord, and it's actually scriptural, and I'm not going to teach on it right now, but I want you, if you're an intercessor and you've been waylaid or taken out by the enemy, I call you back in right now. I call you back right now into your position, into your alignment, into your prayer chair, your prayer closet. I call you in right now, and I thank Jesus for his ability to minister to your heart and to give you your prayer language and to teach you and equip you to go further and deeper in him for his glory. He's got wonderful things. So one of the things I want to talk about is, speaking of prayer, you know, some of you are our prayer warriors. We love you. We thank you. And we can't do it without you. We know that. And for those of you who pray with us regularly, we love you and appreciate the sacrifice and time that you serve him on our behalf. But also for those of you who are rusty and crusty and looking for a place to pray, maybe you like praying with a group, we offer that to you. If you're a prayer warrior and you need an assignment, you can message us, Facebook message us in our private inbox, and we will help you connect with us. We have certain days we pray, certain times, and if that doesn't work out, you can pray on your own, and we would love to connect with you and help you grow in your gifting and your assignments in God. And so I'm going to go back onto my notes. Build up your arsenal. Prayer is a weapon. Also, pray in the Spirit. If this is new to you, start out small, just like when you start exercising. In the natural, in the physical, when you decide to start an exercise program, the best thing to do is show up. It's very easy to get tired or, oh, you know what? Now that I'm home from work, I'm going to paint the house. Oh, now that I'm home from work, I'm going to clean the pantry. You'll be able to do all that, but put God first. See, for too long, we've been distracted with what Jesus has commanded and commissioned us to do. And he is kind of leveled the field right now. If you notice, there's no more sports being played live, so there's no excuse that we're running to the game. And again, no condemnation. But during this season, fill the time with him. Because what you sow into will grow. Did you hear me? What you sow into will grow. What you feed on will grow. So use good ingredients, and it'll bless you. And it'll bless the kingdom and bless your family and friends. So it's important to show up every day. And let's say you blow it. Let's say, you know, you got caught up in watching the news or forgot. When the Holy Spirit brings it to your remembrance, just, oh, I blew it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. I'm sorry. Will you help me remember to pray? I'm going to do this every day. And you keep asking him for help, and he will figure out a way to show you how to stay grounded in him and grounded in truth. One of the things that many people are praying, and I'm sure you already know this, but some people have chosen not to get caught up in watching the news and the media avenues because they only want the Word of God. And I'm just going to remind you of Psalm 91 and the power of Psalm 91. I love Psalm 91. And when you open your Bible and start praying Psalm 91 out loud, your emotions hear it, your soul hears it, the walls hear it, your family hears it, the dog hears it, it gets released into the atmosphere and it creates a peace because he is peace. So I encourage you to start praying Psalm 91, and he may lead you to other scriptures to pray over your life, over your home. So when you speak it, it'll build your faith. And it releases the power and the peace of God into your home and life. Another powerful tool that I felt like the Lord wanted me to share with you is the power of speaking declarations out loud. And if you've been to any of our services, you know we love declarations and proclamations. And we know many of you have written out declarations, but maybe they got pushed off to the side underneath the dining room table, in the laundry pile, under the pile of bills. Maybe they're in your inbox that you haven't looked at in so long. But I'm going to tell you, pull them out, because that's where you left off. See, wherever you left off is where you start again at. And for some of us who are wishing to grow deeper in God, He's already told us to do certain things, and maybe we've justified or forgot what those were. It's really a good idea to sit down and say, Holy Spirit, what are we working on today? And ask Him, and listen, and then obey. Because He knows what we need. He knows what's coming. He knows everything. And so if we start to learn to rely on the voice of the Holy Spirit, He will lead us and guide us into all truth. He's my best friend. Is He your best friend? You know, Holly did a series called The Walk of the Spirit. Now, listen to me, friends, you know me. I'm not into promoting stuff just to promote it. I'm into helping you connect with truth so that you grow and develop. And one of the things that I love is Holly's ability to teach in such a simplified way, we get it. Did you know that she sits and she listens to the Holy Spirit and asks Him tons and tons and tons of questions? And then waits for the download and then writes it and releases it. And a lot of the teachings that you have sat in came from those times. But she did a teaching called The Walk of the Spirit. It's a 4-part set. Powerful. It teaches you the mechanics of the walk of the Spirit. It'll bless you and encourage you and help you walk strong. So I'm encouraging you to get that teaching. It will really bless you. So I talked about declarations. You know, one of the things you might want to do when you wake up in the morning, before you grab your phone, before you say good morning to anybody, lay in bed a little longer. Lay in bed just a little longer. Act like you're not awake so the dogs don't move, the cats don't move, the husband and wife don't move, kids don't hear you. Just lay there and quietly commune with Jesus. Quietly commune with Holy Spirit. Quietly commune with the Father. Worship Him in your heart and watch what happens. It'll equip you for your day. It'll ground you. You can get out of bed after that and step on the cat, and when it meows, you'll laugh and rejoice, and you'll say, cat, you're fine, and the cat will be fine. You'll start to realize that you're walking in His power, because you're hanging in with Him. You're hanging out with Him. So that, my friends, is a powerful way to start your day. Another thing I would like to encourage you is to not pick up your phone right away. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek first, what are we doing today, Holy Spirit? What are we working on today? And when you do that, you're going to walk in direction. You're going to have a plan. And if the wind blows and tries to knock down something, you won't be moved. Because you'll say, Holy Spirit, what's going on? You'll check in. And you'll listen, and He'll say, it's okay. Or He'll give you a scripture to speak out loud. Is He your best friend? This is the season. This is the time to put Him first. Did you know He's called the Spirit of Truth? He's called the Comforter, and He will lead and guide you into all truth. Do you have peace in your heart right now? If you don't, there's a way to get peace, and that's through Jesus. Jesus talks about John 14:27. Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here's John 16:33. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Did you hear me? In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world, and in him is where you'll find peace. So get in the practice of growing in your relationship. This is the season is ripe. Some of you are looking at this with the wrong filter. You're looking through the filter of fear. Friends, God is love and he is peace. And take advantage of this season to fill your oil lamps. Yeah. Spend the time. You may not get another chance. Some people are looking at this as doom and gloom. I'm looking at this as, yay, retreat time in Jesus. Yay, more time in his word. Yay, more prayer time. The things we did a week ago, most of you can't even remember what that thing that was pulling the distraction and cares away. You don't even remember. And if you do, it's not important right now. Right now, being grounded in Jesus Christ is the most important thing you can do for your health and for your mind and for your body and for your soul. John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you and lead you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. So every day, ask Holy Spirit, what are we working on today? What are we doing today? Start asking him to show you truth and to help grow you in the relationship and revelation. And remember, you can't do this by the flesh. See, when you were born again, remember, you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the light. You are seated in heavenly places. In him, you live and breathe. In him, you know all things. Your flesh, we needed a Savior to come. He came, and he released everything back to right order. And he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. We have to call on Holy Spirit. We have to learn who he is, just like we would when we're meeting somebody for the first time. Just because you can't see him, don't discard this, friends. Don't discard this. Just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there. And I know some of you have minds, and you're having a hard time wrapping this around your mind. Friend, this is a move of the Spirit. And you're going to know and learn him through your spirit. And when you do, there's a connection that'll change your life forever. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask him right now to show himself to you. He will. And don't be afraid of the counterfeit. God will show himself strong. And then he will point out the counterfeits. He will show you truth and guide you in all truth all the time. So when we were talking about relationship with Holy Spirit, we had a little bit of technical difficulty when we tried to go live. And one of the things that happened was we couldn't figure it out. It was delay and all that. And do you know what we did? We started praying. Holy Spirit, help. Show us. And I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Practice this. I know some of you have families and you're sitting down for the very first time as a family with your kids. You're used to nannies. You're used to daycare. You're used to private schools. And things are changing right now. And if you're not used to sitting down with people, your family members, and you're used to surface levels, ask Holy Spirit to teach you. Ask him, what should I talk about tonight at the dinner table? What do you want to say? And don't get all religious and push something down people's throats that's really not God. But start to listen and ask the questions of your heart, and he will show you. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about grace, because we called on the grace of Jesus a little bit ago. His ability to do things that we can't do. We couldn't get ourselves saved, or we would have before we were saved. We need Jesus. He's the connector. He connects us and restores us to life and godliness. And so just like when we received Jesus into our heart, we had to do that by faith. And Jesus is now in heaven, seated in heavenly places, but he gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our best friend. And if he's not, we're going to learn and grow and get to know him, just like we got to know our best friend in the natural. So grace is God's ability to do things through us. His ability to do things through us. Not our way, not the way we think. We yield ourselves to him. And my kids, they'll remember this from many years ago, driving in the car, and they're bickering back and forth, just being kids. And as a mom with a lot on my plate, you know, it starts to get a little annoying. And you might start to feel a little annoyance as you're in-house. Well, I'm going to tell you something. In the old days, I didn't handle it so well. But I asked the Lord to show me and give me tools to overcome. And one of the things he taught me was about his grace, his ability. And so oftentimes when I feel stuff starting to rise in my emotions or my flesh, I'll just quietly say, Jesus, I'm asking for your grace to help me with this. Your ability. Show me your ability. Do it through me. And if I can back away from and disassociate my emotions from what's going on in the trial, which is never really a trial, it's just the enemy trying to push to get me to respond. If I can step back and say, Lord, what are you saying? And listen. And oftentimes he'll say nothing, or it's not that big of a deal, let it go. Or he'll give me something funny to say, which diffuses the situation. See, God's training us to be able to minister to our families. Often many of us want to go out and minister and save the world, but the true ministry is to our family right now. You know, some of us have done a great job, some of us haven't done too good of a job. Start praying for your family members. Some of you, when I was walking today, I didn't think I'd go here today. I thought we were going to do this next week. But some of you have broken relationships with your mother and father. And I'm not saying, you know, if you've come out of abuse, I'm not saying open the door to that. But I'm asking you to check your heart. Are you holding a grudge against them? Are you refusing to forgive them for the past things they did or that you think they did to you? Two things. One, I want to tell you something. They did the best they could. It may not be good in your eyes, but they did the best they could. And two, if you're holding a grudge in your heart, that's discord. That's actually sin. And I'm going to ask you to release that right now. I know I can feel it in the room. There's people, this is starting to rise up. You know, mothers, brothers, sisters, friends, old co-workers. See, God's wanting us to clear the debris out of our lives. So the enemy has nothing on us. So there's nothing he can hold to. And so I'm hearing broken heart. There's broken hearts out there. Did you know Jesus took that to the cross too? And when he did, do you remember the last words he said? Forgive them, for they not know what they do. He was able to do that as they were pounding the nails into his arms. Friends, there is nothing too big or nothing too great that Jesus did not purchase for us. I love the cross. I love the great exchange at the cross. And I'm asking you tonight to lay down your bitterness, your hurts, your disappointments, the brokenness. I'm asking you. I'm seeing people just reaching out and laying them into Jesus' arms. And he's taking that right now. And take the great exchange. Receive his joy. Receive his love. Receive his forgiveness. Because when you truly forgive, you open a door for great love and compassion. I know some of you are called to ministry and want to be used in the gifts. Compassion's a wonderful gift that the Lord has for all of us. But if there's bitterness and hurt in our hearts, that's a pocket where compassion can't go into. Ask Jesus right now Ask Holy Spirit right now to show you any areas in your heart that you need healing, that you need deliverance, any area where there needs to be forgiveness. And so that, release it to the Father and receive His blessing, receive His wholeness, so the enemy has nothing on you. Jesus is our model. He walked on earth, pure, holy, and blameless, yet a man. And He shows us the way. And I'm encouraging you to press in to the greater things in God, to the blessings of the Father. He's calling us back to Garden State, where there is no corruption on this side, on earth right now. And it starts inside of us. It starts in our hearts and our minds. But it is through Him. It is through resting in His presence and seeking Him first. I love the scripture in Matthew, which talks about seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Put Him first. Seek Him first. He'll take care of everything else. Oftentimes in this world, we've got it backwards. Well, if only my bills are paid. If only I can do this first. Then I'll see God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you do that and what that really means. And He will teach you the way and lead you into truth. And remember, in our flesh, we have no ability to do this. That's why we need His grace. That's why we need Holy Spirit. And some of you are going to get frustrated because you haven't heard this and have no understanding of what I'm saying. It's like it skimmed over you. That's okay. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you right now to speak to the people. I'm asking you to help them ask the questions, to go deeper in you and grow deeper in you. I'm asking you to lead us all into greater truth and revelation. I'm asking you to grow us stronger. Help us recognize deception and say no to it. How are we doing on time?
7:54.
Praise Jesus. So when I was sitting at the computer today after I got back from my walk, I was trying to put these notes on paper. And of course, I didn't really follow Him too much. But He gave me a prayer. I felt like I was supposed to read this prayer. I'm going to read this prayer, and then I want to go a little more. But I feel like I need to read from Isaiah 41:10. I want everyone to close their eyes and listen. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.